Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How's your week going?
Going very well. We're going to talk about using Wi-Fi while traveling. And there's a number of ways of doing that. Obviously, we can start with the obvious one is using public Wi-Fi or using the Wi-Fi at your hotel, which is the simplest, easiest, but it's not the safest.
No, you're right, because you put yourself a little bit in a vulnerable state, because it is a public domain at that framework. But yeah, there's different ways you can utilize Wi-Fi. Definitely. One of the things I learned when I was working remotely earlier this year, and it does depend on your service to provider, if you sign up for Wi-Fi calling and you're in a true Wi-Fi environment, I was able to make calls just like I was if I was at home in Canada. So calls locally while I was in Mexico, but also calls throughout the world. To suppliers, to clients. There was no cost to it. So that was a nice bonus for me working abroad, but also when I am traveling abroad just on a leisure basis, say you have to contact a vendor that you use at home and you have to deal with the situation. It was a really easy tool. Another one I did was I bought a local SIM card, and this one I took out my SIM card that I had at home, replaced it with the new one, and that allowed me to utilize the internet and local texts and calling. And that was a great benefit, because technically you know if you work or you live remotely like our snowbirds do, that's a nice feature to have, so that you are locked into different, local communication with vendors or different suppliers that you're working with when you are away from home. A lot of people in Mexico use WhatsApp, and you can call on WhatsApp, and you can do video calls as well as like phone calls. So there's also those entities. Like Facebook has that feature as well. And you can always look at, utilizing the data that you have, or the roaming data that you have with your international plans with your cell phone carrier. Again, there's so much out there that you do have to do your homework. And people like me, you don't know what you don't know. So So you do really have to talk to people that maybe have experiences and have utilized different avenues to be able to, reduce your data bills, really. I've heard people purchase a Wi-Fi USB dongle, and that's where it's a small device that you insert to your computer's USB port and has Wi-Fi capabilities without having to rely on hotspots or SIM cards. And they're easily portable as well as offer security and connectivity. So yeah, lots of things to consider. One thing that just kind of came out in the last couple of weeks is like airlines such as WestJet, they're going to be offering free Wi-Fi to WestJet reward members on all their flights. And they they have a partnership with SpaceX Starlink. And I've heard of Starlink before, where they use Starlink is on cruises. So if you purchase the Wi-Fi or it's part of your package plan, Starlink is actually pretty good. It was quick. I've used it on my recent group travel with Holland America, and I was able to do Wi-Fi calling. We do our podcasts on a certain app, and we were able to do it that way. So it's pretty amazing. But one thing that a lot of suppliers, hotels and airlines are kind of putting in addition to getting all these free great services, you have to be a member of their rewards program. Mm-hmm. So with WestJet, you have to have that members rewards number on your booking so that you can take advantage of it. Marriott, if you are or IHG. If you are one of their members, they give you free basic Wi-Fi in their membership, and that really does create ease and convenience, as well as lessen your costs of trying to log on to different, because everybody is linked in, right, to
Yeah,
everything these days. And it's
exactly.
amazing how many people like to stream, whether at home or or on holidays. So, like looking at movies or video games and such, or even
Exactly.
conducting business operations. So it is important to know what's out there so that you can take advantage of what's right for you. You mentioned it before, is like, yeah, being an accommodation that offers it. And that also includes, like, there's a lot of Airbnbs or home away, that's part of their offer as well. I don't know if there's a lot of these out there, but spending time in internet cafes, there's a lot of, Starbucks is probably very popular for going there to get their free Wi-Fi. And you're a past cruise crew. I bet you knew in every port where the free Wi-Fi was.
Oh, for sure. Yes, and we got asked that all the time, but that was a long time ago. So there's a lot to unpack of what you were talking about there. First, yeah, it depends on what you're going to use your Wi-Fi for. If it's for streaming and that kind of stuff, then yeah, and I don't want to get confused with data versus Wi-Fi. Like, there's data packages that you can get. There's technology that you can get that offers data. So when you're away from Wi-Fi, and then there's using the Wi-Fi, which is what I try to do is most often. So I'm not using data because you're right, it's very expensive. And the technology has changed as far as cruise ships go. I can recall that the Wi-Fi on board used to be very spotty. And sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't. But now I think the technology has changed. It's quite reliable now. And yeah, you don't want to be using your data if that's all you're going to do. Getting back to your point of what are you going to use it for? If all you're going to do is stream videos and watch movies, then yeah, I would be avoiding the data altogether and turning your data off and finding a Wi-Fi. And now there's even portable routers you can take with you. There's portable Wi-Fi devices that you can attach that hook up. I don't know. I'm not a techie person, but they're available. So the technology really is amazing. So you really, to your point, have to do your homework, especially if you're not that a techie like me.
Yeah, well, or you have a 5-year-old in your family that's traveling with you that could just quickly do it for you.
This is
But
very true. Yes, if you have children, they could probably teach you, walk you through it quite easily.
no, and it is true. Like, and it is important, because you do feel that sense that you're missing out if you're not connected, especially in this day and age. So, and I think it's important to have that feature available to you, because so many of your travel details are shared with you as far as updates or maybe changes in your travel plan, right, via text or maybe even email, or they encourage you to use an app to have it linked into your travel arrangements as well. So it's very few people that don't have phones, but you also have to be aware that the communication about your trip will be via a smart device or be via an app. So you do need to be able to access those features to be aware of what's going on your trip.
Well, and to the point about security as well, I wouldn't be checking my bank account if I was on public Wi-Fi and those kinds of things. But if you're checking your email and maybe watching a cat video at a Starbucks or whatever you want to do on your vacation, the funniest thing I always think now is when you're by a pool, and I would bet 90% of the people sitting around the pool are staring at some device.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's amazing. Well, the bad guys are pretty smart, that they can take advantage of others on the network and hack into different of your searches and such. So, yeah. And I can't even imagine their capability of what they can do. So be aware too of not only how to access your Wi-Fi or different means to communicate, but also be aware of like security and safety tips too, because I think that's just as important as being able to access in different avenues.
Absolutely. And I, yeah, the biggest takeaway I think here is do your homework. Depends on what you're going to use it for. And talk to someone who's in the business, knows it's a kind of different device and can help you of whether it's a portable Wi-Fi unit you want to use or a public Wi-Fi. If that's all you're going to use it for is to check your email. And yes, you talk about the loyalty programs too, like Marriott and all the other, each hotel has their own. They're free to sign up. It doesn't cost anything to become a member. So sign up and then you get all the perks of, the free Wi-Fi and those types of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Information is power, and that goes to so many different aspects of our life.
Sure does. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanda Forbes, and onandaforbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanda.
Thank you. Take care.